This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Well, I think the world has normalized the use of animals for entertainment. And this has been prevalent in a lot of countries. And using Botox on camels is not the first time you're going to hear about this.
There she is, Miss America.
There she is, there. Miss America.
Not me.
89.9. This is the all-new evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. We're talking about a different kind of beauty pageant today. I walked into the office this morning and there was Caroline with a certain glee in her voice going, Uma, 12 camels have been disqualified from a beauty pageant to which I went, what?
I was outraged, actually. It wasn't glee that you saw on my face. I was outraged. I could not believe this.
So I've never seen you this excited about a new story.
Well, this is... it's sort of this edition of Crazy But True. So a beauty pageant has hit a hump.
Oh my God. Good luck, ladies and gentlemen. We're here all day.
Where 12 camels have been disqualified from Saudi Arabia's annual camel beauty contest after receiving Botox to make their pouts look more alluring. I mean, did you know that this existed?
No, I did not know.
Neither
this existed.
Yeah.
I also did not know what makes for a pretty camel.
Well, so exactly right. So if you're anything like me, you're thinking, Botox, what, where, why? Well, there are guidelines as to what constitutes a beautiful camel. The key attributes in camel beauty are apparently long necks, big lips, defined humps. At this point, it could still be referring to myself here. Delicate ears and a big nose.
Oh, I could win one of those beauty pageants.
I think you can. But you know, as with any beauty contest worth its salt, there are strict rules against the use of drugs in the lips or shaved or clipped body parts.
Oh, those rules don't apply for Miss Universe, where shaved or clipped body parts actually are a boon.
Yeah, but you know, with camel beauty pageants, you can still send your application in Uma. So what happened this year?
Yes.
A dozen camels were banned after a vet was actually caught performing plastic surgery on them, giving them Botox-type injections for the lips, the nose, the upper lips, lower lips, even the jaw, because it makes the head more inflated. So when the camel comes in, it's like, oh, you know, look at how big that head is. It's big lips, big nose, and the rest of it. I mean, I should not have been chuckling. Animal cruelty notwithstanding. I have to say, though, this is my favourite story of the day.
It's my favourite story of the month. Let me tell you this. Forget Lance Armstrong and the Tour de France and blood doping. I mean, this is the real sports travesty.
Well, you know, okay, so we have to talk about the animal cruelty factor. Of course, advocacy groups are up in arms. You know, the chemicals are harmful.
Yes, of course.
And did you know, and this is horrific, so I was doing my research into this because it's the first time I've heard of this pageant, some owners actually pull on the camel's lips to make it more swollen, to make it longer and larger, because it's one of the key attributes to be. I mean, it's absolute disregard for the animal's well-being.
And this isn't anything new. I think when it comes to beauty pageants involving animals, this is just a very blurred line with how people treat their pets.
That's
right?
That's very true.
You know, they can't react. They can't talk to you. They can't tell you, hey, this is not cool.
Yeah, I mean, even when it comes to things like circuses, you know, for example, it's not even a beauty pageant per se, you know, but there's a lot of that going on. And the thing is, this, I think began as a celebration of the camel. It was supposed to be a civilizational symbol.
Correct.
And that's unsurprising, right? They have had a really important role in the region, long history. So it was originally meant to be a heritage exhibition of sorts, but... You know,
but then money came into play.
That's exactly right. So about $57 million can change a lot of things.
It can. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, you know what? Caroline and Uma always, you know, they call an expert, right? Oh. And who could we possibly call to talk about camel beauty pageants? Well, let me tell you, we can cross over to Singapore, where Dr. James Dorsey from the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies is on the line. Mm-hmm. James, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Now, a camel beauty pageant is a first for us, but you were actually invited to attend this festival, although you couldn't go in the end. Tell us, what are your thoughts on dolled up camels?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, I want my camel with thicker lips. But it's the first time I had heard about it. But look, let's to be fair, there's another funny aspect to the camels. Camels are, of course, in Bedouin culture. a very important fixture. And they're prized animals. In terms of pricing, can run in the tens of thousands of dollars. So at a moment at which the kingdom is, you know, talking about changing its culture, it's no big surprise that they would want to emphasize heritage. The other aspect of camels is that when Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and others broke off relations with Qatar, among those expelled were 12,000 Qatari camels who were grassing on the other side of the fence.
Okay, so let's just dial back a little bit, James. Tell us more about the significance of camels in Saudi culture.
Talking about a desert landscape, these are animals that can operate in a desert landscape because they store water. And, if horses are a big thing in the Gulf too, but they're also, historically utility animals in many cultures. In the Gulf, that is what camels were. And therefore, they're very much part of the identity, if you wish.
Yeah.
Well, there's the camel beauty pageant, and then there's the nouveau riche keeping exotic animals as pets. I think the assumption that many people have about the Saudi kingdom is how extravagance is second to none. But there is a reason for that, isn't it? I mean, that's more deeply rooted in culture and history.
Well, I mean, the extravagance is, of course, among those that have become rich with the oil boom. And, that goes in some ways to what is projected as an anti-corruption campaign now in Saudi Arabia. But there is tradition and heritage and culture. And there's also, in a sense, a change. Now, that change predates the rise of Mohammed bin Salman. With other words, in the past, anything that was old houses, whatever, were destroyed because new and gleaming and big and modern was the thing to do, in the oil boom of the 70s, 80s. There's now a return in Saudi Arabia as well as elsewhere in the Gulf, and it's part of a more global trend, at looking at, starting to revalue and value your heritage. So now old structures are much more valued, and all of these symbols of a culture that predates wealth are coming back.
So, James, there was a quote in the article that says, "The camel is a symbol of Saudi Arabia. We used to preserve it out of necessity. Now we preserve it as a pastime." So do you think camels will remain a strong cultural symbol as Saudi adopts more reforms in their whole effort to be a more modernized kingdom?
I think it will. I mean, I think the camels are deeply embedded in the culture. Now, that is, obviously you can't keep a camel in your apartment the way you can keep a cat or a dog. So, with other words, having camels also is an economic differentiator, if you wish, because you're going to have the space and what have you to do that. Nonetheless, in the mythology and the perception, camels are important, and they're going to remain important.
James, thank you so much for your insights. That was Dr. James Dorsey from the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies talking about Saudi Arabia and camels.
And camel pageantry, camels.
Yes, camel pageantry. And this, in all of my years doing this show, this might be the strangest question I'm ever going to ask you. But call us if you have a fun camel story on 03-7710-9000. You can also WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899 to talk back at any time. Remember, fun camel story, you know where to go. In the meantime, here are the Young Veins with Take a Vacation on the all-new Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.